As we shift into a time of sharing joys and concerns and then lifting them in prayer, I'm going to do what we did last week, which was to invite us into a spirit of prayer where I will prayerfully lift our joys and concerns up, and then we will enter together into our prayer. So I invite you to be with me now in a spirit of prayer. Loving God, hear our prayers. For Ava Probst and for Amy Hutchinson, both of whom celebrated birthdays last week. For Rosie Faga, who celebrates her 5th birthday on Monday. For Danny Slover, who we've been praying for as she nurses on the front lines in Chicago, who in the midst of it all graduated this weekend from Rush University College of Nursing with a doctorate degree as a family nurse practitioner. We continue to keep in our prayers the many frontline workers in our midst, doctors, nurses, hospital staff, healthcare workers, the staff at retirement living settings, essential business employees, parents, teachers, our local, state, and national leaders. God, hear our prayers. You are the shepherd of our lives. The very sound of your voice gives us comfort and peace and strength. Amidst all the news reports and the many voices surrounding us, are we listening for you? God, you are the shepherd of our lives. You reach out your hand to us, meet our every need, feed us with your love. In a time when our plates and our hands are so full, are we reaching back for you? God, you are the shepherd of our lives. You encourage our growth. You give of yourself so that we might reach our full potential, that we might be who you created us to be. As time stands still, in a sense, are we still growing in relationship with you? God, we know that we are connected to you, that you not only know our names, but you call them, each of us, in deep and meaningful and personal ways. But God, sometimes you feel far away. Our prayer now, quite simply, is to be near to us, God. In the hardships and in the celebrations of our lives and in the life of the whole world, may we listen carefully for your voice. May we look closely to see your hand reaching out. May we grow towards your light. We hold in that light and in our prayers this day all who are experiencing life's joys and life's struggles, knowing that in the midst of all of it, you are with us. Help us, God, to look beyond our own needs, to live in true community, to recognize those who are hungry for food, for love, for time, for justice. May we be reflectors of your light. When we meet those who are worn down with illness, loneliness, and grief, may the light of your presence shine through us and within us. God, we place all of our prayers into your hands and trust that new life can always be found when we follow you. Give us the strength we need for the living of this day and this week, and indeed all the days of our lives. We pray all of these things in the name of Christ, our shepherd. Amen.
Over the course of the past several weeks, I have shared with you the same words of benediction, words that I hope and pray will eventually become written on your hearts, not only as we navigate these challenging days, but in the days to come. Friends, go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of God's Holy Spirit. And as you do, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his smile upon you and fill you with his peace, now and always. Amen.